just saw Damian Martin walking in a moon boot, which immediately pricks our ears up. What's the situation with him?
Yeah, no, it's nothing too serious. He's just had a couple of cortisone injections, just more maintenance than everything, and perfect timing having a 2-week break. You know, you do everything you can, and so with this being sort of still a busy week, we can allow, it gives us the luxury to give him a couple of days off, and it's just more protection than anything.
Is this an example of the benefit of the 2-week break between regular season?
No doubt. I mean, if you can take advantage of it, you will, and you know, it allows him, obviously with the cortisone injections, you need to lay weight off, so it's perfect timing for him. There's obviously, yeah, I'd be quite surprised if not every single player in the league has got their little niggles. So it's just the way that we can sort of handle it. And yeah, I mean, we can definitely use it to our advantage for sure.
Curry, he's been playing with obviously injuries throughout the year. How courageous has he been?
No doubt. I mean, I think we all know that. You know, he's been playing for how many years and leads us from the front. And even if he's been playing on a bung angle, you would have never thought any different, because he has been sustaining a high level of play. And it's exciting to see that if he is going full gung-ho come finals, he'll be playing another level, which is always dangerous for us.
Those niggles in mind, Greg, how do you approach the break?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've got 3 days coming up and then a couple of weekends off. So we'll... you know, obviously we played really well against Cairns and took the right step against Melbourne. So for us, we've got to maintain a real focused mindset. You can't think, oh, this is just a break and take it easy. You know, we really want to refine a couple of things and really put some things in place against Adelaide. And I thought there was a lot of guys that got some confidence as well. So, yeah, huge sort of week. But more so, yeah, I mean, I think you've got to be silly if you don't take care of your bodies, maybe try a couple of things to go into the finals feeling refreshed and recharged, because it's going to be a pretty demanding schedule come finals.
How much do you reflect on that win over Cairns?
We had a session right there and reviewed it, the negatives and the positives, and you know, arguably the whole season when we've played, I guess, our brand of basketball, which is that defensive identity, we've shown that we can be extremely potent. That showed against Cairns, and it showed against Melbourne as well, if we had come up with a couple of rebounds at the end of a play. So I think whenever you can reaffirm that heading into a playoff series, that if you shy away from your identity, you're going to struggle. Against Cairns, that reaffirms that position.
It's the first quarter highlighted. Although you started at the very start of the league, I guess you came back and were leading.
I think that aggressive mindset. We saw that. We had guys up in the lanes, everyone rotating. Irrespective of the scoreline, I think the tone was set, and that's what you want. Sometimes you don't get rewarded by that, but that happens throughout the game. It's that's why you play basketball for 4 quarters, and if you can sustain that level of intensity throughout the whole time, you wear teams down, and we've shown that. And, you know, come playoffs, we definitely want to show that again.
Top four has pretty much been settled for a long time. Has it been a big... Has it felt like it's taken forever to get to finals?
It always does. I mean, you know, I've been playing for about 9 or 10 years now, and, you know, any time, you know, you obviously, you lock in a playoff spot, you're just trying to fry to get the top two. But this is an exciting time of the year. This is what you play for, the opportunity to win a championship, and, you know, that's on us now. You know, all those things about getting a three-peat, this is, you know, it comes from all the off-season work and pre-season work. This is the best time of the year, and it's always playoff time. You love it.
When you talk about Adelaide, what are the things that you focus on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're an up-and-down sort of team, getting transition. One thing with them, they're young, vibrant and energetic, and with that, you get a little bit of arrogance and confidence in a good way. For them, once they get rolling and momentum's on them, they're extremely potent. So for us, we really need to nullify that and really make sure that they don't get those sort of game-defining players or momentum players that can really swing the game, especially with their crowd. They're passionate. It's an old stadium that gets pretty loud. So we really want to zap that energy from them.
Just take us on the court a little bit when you play. playing Adelaide, it sounds like there's a bit of verbal. There's always plenty of energy on the court.
It's a healthy rivalry, but something that you love being a professional athlete. You know, you live for those moments. I live for those sort of argy-bargy sort of moments too. So I love that emotion in the game. I love that passion without it. The fans don't get so engrossed in the game as well. So, it's obviously, only 3 weeks ago we had that bit of a scuffle at the end of the game. And so there's obviously some guys going to be fired up. And it's, I think, as always, who sort of throws that first punch, as they say, but who can react in the right manner and in a proper manner to make sure that you get the win.
What's made of a rivalry like that pre-game and in the week during in the lead-up?
So what was that?
Yeah, because what's made of the rivalry between the teams?
Not really much, mate. I think there's just that history behind the two clubs. I mean, we played them in grand final series. Obviously, what's happened in Valentine's Day a few years ago with Gary Irvin, what's happened again, I think it's just, it's only natural. And from a fan base sort of point of view, I guess the Perth Wildcats and Adelaide 36ers argue that they're their most knowledgeable fans in Australia, but I would say they're both the most passionate and loyal fan bases in Australia too. So combine those two, you always have a rivalry. Thanks, appreciate it, guys.